How do you quantify something like that? What metrics do you use?
We looked at a couple thousand potential policy changes in the United States over 25 years, and we measured what ordinary citizens wanted, whether they favored or opposed them, what elites, economic elites wanted, and where interest groups fell. And by having measures of all those things, we could put them into a statistical model that would assess the influence of each of those sets of actors.
Is the variable enough from what the non-elite public wants to what the elite wants? Did you find a large spread between their aims?
Yes.
Yeah. There's some very important issues, including Social Security, deficits, economic regulation, taxes.
What can we do about the differential then? What can we do about it?
I think that's important. Krugman wrote a column and he said, you know, this study's okay, but it's going to discourage people, and that's bad. And I think there's something to that, that this is a solvable problem. I think it takes a very big social movement. I think it takes bipartisan leadership. And it actually takes some wealthy people on the same side to make it happen.
Right.
Nothing seems to happen in American politics of any importance for
them. I was going to say, do you know of a country where that could happen? Is there anything?
The United States at the beginning of the 20th century, the progressive period. And I think it's really worth looking back to that and learning some lessons.